Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gok, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord God, we will hear many words before this day is through, and that can be helpful to know what others are thinking. So give to us the power of discernment to know what is helpful and what is not. But keep us mindful that the Holy Scriptures are written for the nourishment of your people, for us to read and hear. Grant us to digest your word that they may add clarity and direction to our thinking and decisions. Grant that your word provides comfort by your promises. And may we hold fast to the hope that we have in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 20th, 2015.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved as over fully read.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a distinguished group from Central Methodist University in the beautiful town of Fayette. If they would all stand up, they are accountant students. And so they're a pretty sharp bunch that we have here. They are accompanied by their advisors, Laura Fisher and Nicolette Yevich. And the students include Lauren Cram, Shelby Becker, Kyle Schwentwerk, Zach Andrews, Ron Richard, Keely Zimmerman, Brenna Hurley, Lindsay Smith, Madison Lester, and Jamal Williams. So let's have
let's welcome all the guests of the senator from Johnson, from Fayette to Missouri. Senator from St. Genevieve.
To my right and to your left, amongst all these beautiful people, is my intern for the year, Miss Emily Snyder. She's a senior, ready to graduate here in May. Want to make the, have the body make her welcome.
Let's welcome the guest of the senator from St. Genevieve. And Senator from the second.
President.
Senator, we are on that order of business. You need no permission.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome these guests, the senator from the second. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right, we have a member, members of the CPA Board of Directors. They're here on the CPA Capital Day. We have Sandra DePriest from Savannah, Tony Evers, Eldon, Van Houts, Kirkwood, Dave Myers, Rogersville, Nick Myers, Joplin, Dave Ruth, St. Louis, Chuck Robb, Kansas City, John Sheehan, Jeff City, Gary Johnson, Cape Girardeau, Randy Hilger, St. Louis, Art Seltzer, St. Louis, Jim O'Halloran, Kirkwood, Kathy Meyer, St. Louis, and Jim Maroney, Fenton. And the CPAs is a professional development organization and is comprised of more than 8,000 CPAs through the state. And I would ask you, please make them feel welcome, sir.
Please, all those seated among the names he just, please rise, and we'll welcome all of you to the Missouri Senate. The senator from the seventh.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, over on the side gallery, is Greg Cratefill. Greg is an attorney with Postinelli. He is down here today seeking confirmation for the Jackson County Sports Authority, and I encourage everybody to take a minute to introduce themselves to him if you have the time. Otherwise, just make him feel welcome.
Well, we're delighted to welcome the attorney from Postinelli, candidate for the Sports Commission. Let's welcome him to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, I'd like to introduce on my right and your left, Julia Pittman from Pleasant Hill, which is south of Kansas City. She's my intern this year and attends Mizzou and is a political science major.
Let's welcome the intern. Where is she? There you go. Great. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a very special guest today. On my right and your left is former Representative Roy Holan, an orthopedic surgeon in Springfield, Missouri. He's come up here to discuss some issues, and I'd like you all to make him feel quite
We're
welcome.
Delighted to welcome the guest of the Senator from Barrie and Green, our friend Dr. Holan. Senator from Green joins in that introduction. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Care to explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. What this concurrent resolution is, it encourages the Senate to adopt a Child Nutrition Act in 2015. With some common sense put into that. We know that in the schools, providing nutrition for our students has not been always allowed flexibility that our schools would like to have, and that's basically what this concurrent resolution does. I ask that it be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. So ordered. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton. Sir.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Without objection, the Senate go to business of resolutions, and I move that the
resolutions.
Senate, the Senate Resolution 101 be taken up for adoption. 101.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Those in favor of bringing the resolution before the body, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution sets the employee pay rate ranges. Authorize the Senate staff to continue employment during the interim, sets forth responsibilities of the Senate Administrator, Administration Committee relating to the Joint Committee staff, authorize Administrator on behalf of Administration Committee to change ranges, positions, and salaries to meet changing demands, and adopts a state pay plan of 1% of which went into effect January 1st, 2015. I move the adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Newton is recognized to close. Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. And those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to her business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions. And I ask you to recognize the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 9 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics? Thank you. Also, Mr. President,
Senator,
would you please refer the gubernatorial appointment and addendum appearing on pages 134 and 135 of the Senate Journal for Tuesday, January 20th, 2015, to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
So ordered, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object to the Senate go to her business. The message from the House of Representatives. I ask the Secretary to read the message.
Read the message from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Concurrent Resolution 3 and 4, an act relating to disapproving the recommendations of the Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, have you gone to the order of business of introduction of bills yet?
We have not gotten there, Senator.
Okay.
We're ready to.
Go ahead and go to that order of business, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill No. 284, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to tax incentive for manufacturing investment.
Senator.
Basically, what this does is expand what we've done for our automotive industry here in Missouri that's been a great success to our smaller manufacturers in the state. Thank you.
Senator from Cole.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill of the senator from Cole.
Senate Bill number 285, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the definition of waters of the state.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. As many of my colleagues know and members of the chamber, the EPA continues its assault on waters all over the United States, trying to now regulate everything, including about rainwater. This bill would say that the waters contained within our state are our states, and that we have the right to maintain what is done or not done with those waters. And I think it's a great way to send a message to federal government that we are not going to be part of this overreach and their act to go around Congress imposing these rules amongst our businesses and our agricultural industry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 286, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the consolidation of state-owned data centers to the state data center.
Senator.
Mr. President, I had the opportunity last week to go and visit our state data center, which is in the Truman Building, and I would encourage all the members to go over and make this visit. It is a very impressive place, and what I learned when I was there was that there are several departments of government that have their own little data center, like, for example, MoDOT and various others, and that we could save a lot of money if we had them all housed in the one location, and the, you know, you don't have to maintain them and so on. So my bill would simply consolidate all of the state data centers into the one location, and just for those that would be concerned about having that, just one thing, the other thing that I learned was that our state data is backed up in Springfield so that we have a duplicate system. It's really a neat opportunity to go see that. Mr. President, I would like to inquire the senator from Newton.
Does the senator from Newton yield for inquiry? He yields, you may inquire.
Yes. Thank you, Senator. You know, during the introduction of special guests, I noticed that the senator from Johnson introduced one of his guests actually had the same exact name as your name. And I wondered if you had the opportunity to go and, you know, introduce yourself to that guest.
No, but I suspect that the senator, in one of his calculated moments, tried to make a funny, and it wasn't too funny. You know?
Well, you know, the senator from Johnson's wily ways from last year, it was amazing to me how often he had a guest who was named exactly the same as one of the senators in the room, and you were busy doing your work there, and I just didn't notice if you noticed that or not.
Well, if there is someone with the same name, I mean, it must be an outstanding individual, I can tell you that.
You're probably a good guy.
Probably younger than myself, too.
Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 287, introduced by Senator Silvey, an act relating to Mo Health Net benefits for veterans and their families.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the things that Obamacare did was create a coverage gap between 19% and 138% of poverty level. What this bill does is it seeks to address that gap for veterans and their families, low-income veterans and their families, by allowing them to be eligible for Mo Health Net while we debate the larger issue. I do not intend to use this as a shell bill or intend to make it an expansion for any other population. I believe that this is a debate that we ought to have separately. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have
two bills. Send them forward, sir. Thank you. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 288, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to workers' compensation premium rates.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 289, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to public office vacancies.
Senator from Boone.
I have a bill, and it does not require explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Send it forward. Read the bill of the senator from Boone.
Senate Bill number 290, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to gifted education.
Senator from Webster.
Present, I have a bill.
Send it forward, sir.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. Read the bill of the senator from Webster.
Senate Bill number 291, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to electronic lien release.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I object to the Senate Floor Business Announcements.
Announcements, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 6:30 p.m., at which time we will assemble to repair the House for the State of the State Address.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.